Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318. Among our top stories this evening, the Indigenization Minister Francis Nema is squeezed in Parliament over the Marange Zimunya Community Trust Share Ownership Trust. He says there is no written agreement stating mining companies in Marange should pay $10 million each to the fund.
I understand what you are looking for, Chair. You are looking for clarity, you are looking for what evidence we have. So let me put it clearly without going anywhere. I did not see any letter pledging $10 million from these companies.
The MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai threatens to take the government to court following the passage yesterday of the electoral bill in the Senate, which it says is flawed. And the Zimbabwe Football Association turns to farming to raise money. Indigenization Minister Francis Nema was today grilled by Parliament over his failure to produce the agreement between the government and diamond mining firms in Chiazwa, stating the companies should pay at least $10 million each into the Marange Zimunya Community Share Ownership Trust under the country's controversial Black Economic Empowerment Program. Ivan Chifera has details from the capital.
Controversy seems to follow the country's Marange diamonds. Right from the beginning, operations in Marange have lacked transparency, with activists urging government to be transparent in all its deals with firms now mining in Chiazwa, Manicaland province. Now things to be unraveling with the companies in Marange, Anjin, Mbada Diamonds, Diamond Mining Company and Wall State-owned Marange Resources, telling Parliament recently that they did not sign an agreement with the government to provide $10 million each towards the Marange Zimunya Community Share Ownership Trust meant to benefit the local community. Former Indigenous Minister Xavier Kasukwere, who is still to be called to Parliament, responded and released letters in the media showing there was some communication between him and former Mines Minister Obed Mpofu, asking him to follow up with the companies to pay up. Mpofu raised a stinger, telling the media he did not know anything about the agreement, and Kasukwere responded by publishing the letters between the two of them. Today, Francis Nema, the current Indigenization Minister, had his turn before Parliament's Indigenization Committee. He was grilled over the issue. Nema said there was no written evidence that the four mining companies in Marange had pledged $10 million each, but he said a gentleman's agreement was reached with the companies at a meeting they held with the ministry. Nema said the ministry had assumed that the mining companies would pay the $10 million each, since other mining firms, Unge and Zimplats, had contributed $10 million each to community trusts in their respective areas. Committee Chairman Justice Mayor Wajajena said it was worrying that government business was being run through gentlemen's agreements.
I understand what you are looking for, Chair. You are looking for clarity, you are looking for what evidence we have so that we can prove whether the companies themselves did pledge the $10 million. Let me put it clearly without going anywhere. I did not see any letter pledging $10 million from this company.
Further quizzed, Nema said he was also investigating whether the companies had really met the pledges, which his predecessor, Xavier Kasukwere, insists were made.
Minister, Anjin brought us a check. They presented $1.5 million, which was launched by the president. So I'm shocked and surprised where you're getting the $10 million from.
That is why, sir, I am saying to you, even if when you look at 1.5, what we do have is 200, which was paid. And I've been looking also, asking questions that what is the plan from the officials? If you say they paid 1.5, I mean years ago, what has happened if they've only paid 200? And the story I get is no, they never pledged in writing. So those are issues I'm also grappling to make sure that I get the truth out of it.
Appearing before the same committee last month, the four companies said they never made any pledges, adding they were told by the Indigenization Ministry that they should contribute $1.5 million each to the Marange Community Trust as seed money in the Community Trust Fund over a five-year period. They all said they were surprised when President Robert Mugabe announced at the launch of the trust that they had each pledged $10 million to the trust. Robert Mhlanga, chairman of Mbada Diamonds, told the committee that though his company is ready to contribute to the community trust, it never made any pledge.
There is no pledge which has been done by Mbada contribute to the share trust scheme. In other words, what I'm trying to highlight is there was no formal communication soliciting for a pledge from Mbada Diamonds. So to that end, we have not made any pledge as a corporate.
Mbada and Marange Resources are the only two companies that have so far paid $200,000 each to the trust. Marange Zimunya Community Share Ownership Trust is not yet operational, despite having $400,000 in its coffers. Some trust members told the committee that rampant corruption and political interference are affecting its activities. Diamond Mining Company General Manager Rams Malik told the committee last month that his company wanted to pay the $1.5 million they were told to pay by the Indigenization Ministry, but it was not clear who they should give the money.
There's really no guidance. We've asked for guidance. We've asked for the relevant authorities that we are willing to pay. We want to pay. But as we know today, there's monies. We read about corruption. We read about all kinds of things. So we are really don't want to be held accountable for money that we are going to pay and then later say, come here.
He urged the government to put things right in the diamond industry so the gems can benefit the nation. The parliamentary inquiry started following Marange Community Trust's failure to begin operations due to the company's reluctance to pay into the scheme and reports of corruption and political interference. So far, trust board members, representatives from the mining companies, and Minister Nema have testified before the committee. More people are expected to be called to stand before the committee that will come up with recommendations to the government on the way forward at the end of the hearings. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.